I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Teeing it up and talking golf. Who doesn't love doing that? That's what we do every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Great to have you join us. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell. The Duke, Robert DeCose, is in master control, and we're all locked and loaded for another big show for you today as we welcome back the winner of last year's U.S. Senior Women's Open. Lita Lindley will be here in less than 2 weeks. Lita will be in San Diego at the Chula Vista Golf Course, where she will defend her title as the best senior women golfers in the world gather for the seventh edition of the Ladies Senior U.S. Open. And we brought her some good luck a year ago, and hopefully there's still some Tee to Green mojo left in her bag as she heads to Southern California. Later in the hour, an update on one of our favorite Colorado golf courses, Grandote Peaks in La Vida, a Tom Weisskopf design that was one of the best mountain courses in the state until 2014, when its previous owner unexpectedly shut it down. Grandote lay dormant for 8 years until new owners reopened it in 2023. It's been a tough rebirth, but it's getting better and better. And brand new Grandote Peaks head pro Christian Ducey will be here with an update and more as he joins us today from Grandote Peaks in La Vida on Tee to Green.
Sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from those double bogey blues.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show. It's Tee to Green, now streamed live at sportsbyline.com. And don't forget, you can always hear us on iHeartRadio, the TuneIn app, Stitcher Radio, and worldwide on the American Forces Network. Along with Debbie O'Connell, I'm Jay Ritchie, teeing it up and talking golf with the reigning senior Women's Open champion, Lita Lindley, joining us next here on Tee to Green.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Hi, it's me, Flo, here to tell you that with the Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, you get 24/7 protection, so you're covered no matter where the day takes you.
Even I added too much water to the pizza dough day?
Yep.
How about getting a call from my daughter to pick her up at the airport because her boyfriend is unreliable day?
Especially that day.
What about finding out that one of my pipes suddenly burst in my basement day?
Progressive has every day covered 24/7 with a Home and Auto Bundle. Also, you have a lot of bad days.
Oh no, that was all the same day.
At least you're covered with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
If you didn't think skipping breakfast was a big deal, you'd be right. Before. But now, Wendy's has Buck Biscuits. We're talking sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit, bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or even the Honey Buddy Chicken Biscuit. For just a buck each. Seriously, you can get all three if you want. They're just a buck. So you'll never skip breakfast again. If you're smart. Breakfast for a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Limit 5 qualifying items per transaction. Not valid in the combo while supplies last.
It is Destination Listening for Dedicated Golfers. We do it every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Talking a little more golf today, Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell. We've got Robert DeCosa, the Duke, in Master Control today. And do we have Debbie on the line ready to go? Deb, are you there?
I am, Jay, and I am so excited about today's show. Someone I know pretty well through the LPGA, her days on tour and the Legends Tour. I'm over the moon. One of the nicest, kindest people with incredible talent and this great game of golf. I'm excited for everyone to hear from her again.
Yeah, Rita Lindley will be joining us today, along with Christian Ducey. Christian is the new head golf professional at Grand Ody Peaks, which is here in Colorado, in a town called La Vida. Grand Ody Peaks was closed for 8 years, and it reopened in 2023. And before it closed, it had evolved into one of the best destination resort mountain courses in the state of Colorado. People were coming from all over the country to play Grand Ody Peaks, and then it kind of caught everyone by surprise when it closed in 2014. But it's since been reopened. As I mentioned in the open, it's getting better and better. Christian is the new pro there. He was just hired in March, and later in the show he'll be joining us to talk about what's going on and what has been going on there this summer and what's going on right now, what we can look forward to as we turn from summer into fall here in Colorado as well. Do we have Lita standing by and ready to go?
I'm here, Jay.
Ah, there you are. Our first guest today was part of one of the best golf stories of 2024. Last year at the U.S. Senior Women's Open in Pittsburgh, Lita Lindley, who was the runner-up in that tournament 2 years in a row, started the final round 5 shots off the lead at the par 71 Fox Chapel Golf Course in Pittsburgh. She turned it on in that last round. 7 under par 64, 7 birdies, no bogeys. She hit all 18 greens, 29 putts for the day. The 64, the lowest 18-hole score in senior women's open history, resulted in a 9-under two-shot win for her. And we're so happy to welcome Lita Lindley back to tee to green. Hi, Lita.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And Lita, we are so excited. And since Jay just described that last day just beautifully in terms of score, would you chime in and tell us about your experience playing such amazing golf on the final day of the U.S. Senior Women's Open?
Well, first I want to hire Jay as my publicist there, as he was recounting that event is pretty amazing just to hear it over again. And it was just an amazing day. Obviously, I started the day, you know, 5 shots back, and my husband, who caddies for me, had just said, you know, listen, we're not playing Yamamoto, we're not playing Julie Engster or Annika, let's go play Fox Chapel and see how good we can play today. And so I think that really settled me down, and, you know, I really tried to stay, it's very cliche, one shot at a time, but I was really able to do that and just stay in the moment and focus for 18 holes until that last putt dropped and I was able to lift that trophy.
As you say, the comment, one shot at a time, it's cliche. Pros tell their students to do that all the time. Is there a certain technique you use or things you do to actually make yourself stay in the moment? If like, that day sounds like it was easy, like you stayed in the moment one shot at a time the way you approached the whole day. What keys could you offer our listeners who are golfers to help them stay in the moment that you've used successfully out there in events?
You know, it was really through playing golf with my members, you know, member golf on the weekends, where I would just be going along, you know, just hitting my shots. And then, you know, they'd say, hey, you know, you realize you've made 7 birdies. And I'm like, oh, really? I did? You know, really just being lost in the day and not keeping track of my score and just really focusing on hitting that one shot at that moment the very best I can. So I really think it's through that member golf that I've really been able at times to get lost in my round and not realize how many under I am or how many birdies I've made. So, you know, even at Fox Chapel, when I was in the scoring tent trying to add up my scorecard, which I counted several times, I'm just going through and counting my birdies. I'm like, is that right? Did I really shoot 7 under? I really didn't know how many under par I was. I knew I was playing well, obviously. But sometimes, you know, you get to a point where like, oh my gosh, I'm going to break a barrier. I'm going to break 80 for the first time or break 90. And then all I have to do is par the last 2 holes. And then inevitably, you know, you blow up as an amateur. So I think if you can just really try and find that space, which again, it's cliche, but you have to practice that of, you know, just this shot in this moment. And stay in that mindset, it can be super helpful in breaking those barriers.
Yeah, we've all been there, having a good round or having a chance to maybe shoot a personal best, and then you just start overthinking it and it gets away from you. Lita Lindley is our guest, the reigning senior women's U.S. Open champion. Lita, you were runner-up in that tournament at the U.S. Senior Women's Open 2 years in a row before breaking through last year. Was that a factor at all for you? Did that drive you or push you, or what did you do with that?
Well, it's been my goal to win that championship before I turned 50. I had been preparing for that and wanting to play well in this tournament and win it. So I've been dreaming about it for a long time and trying to work in that direction. But, you know, certainly 2 seconds gave me confidence that I was close and it was possible for me to one day hold that trophy. But, you know, obviously a lot of things have to align, you know, which they did at Fox Chapel. But it's fun to dream big. I don't think I dreamed that big when I was on tour. And, you know, I really pushed myself to get outside my comfort zone and see myself doing great things. And, you know, for all of that to come to fruition was, you know, very rewarding. I mean, that's what we've been working for, you know, our whole lives since we, you know, started playing golf as juniors and wanting to hold those trophies and big trophies at that. So it's fun to see hard work pay off for sure.
I love what you just said, and the quote I read in preparing for this was, I dared to dream big. So, so many people, they work hard, but they're afraid to put that big dream out there, and you did it. You saw it happening before it happened in your own mind and made it come true. And you had mentioned your husband earlier. What an incredible team the two of you have been from early on in your career. And what you shared that he said before the final round last year. Talk about him. I read a quote from him. He said, look, if Lita plays well, if we have a great score, a great event, Lita should get all the credit. If we don't, it falls on both of us. Wow. I can see why this relationship has worked. And what things have worked on the course as well as off the course in this caddy-player relationship that you two share?
Yeah, we have a really unique relationship. I met Matt when I was 19 years old, so we've been together a long time and grown up together, and no one knows me better than he does, and he just has a great way of saying the right things at the right time, and I know that nobody's cheering harder for him, for me, than he is. And so I love having him on my bag. And, you know, obviously when I retired, we had a big hiatus of working together. But, you know, when he came back on the bag at my first U.S. Senior Women's Open at NCR, it was like putting on your most favorite sweater. And, you know, it was just comfy and cozy. And, you know, we just picked up right where we left off. But, you know, I really do think that we're a team. And that was a nice quote from Matt. But, you know, it's our success. And, you know, we did that together. And, you know, my career would have been half of what it was if it hadn't been for his support. We truly are a team on and off the golf course, and, you know, that trophy is ever much his as it is mine. So it was fun that we could do it together for so long,
now,
and
coming,
it's been really
coming
rewarding.
Into this. Oh, it's break time already. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
I
hear
it.
The music. We're going to take a quick break. Lita's going to do another segment with us. She's going to stick around. Lita Lindley, our guest, defending champion. She'll defend her U.S. Senior Women's Open title August 21st in less than 2 weeks at San Diego Country Club, Chula Vista, California. We'll talk about that as we come back with Lita Lindley, Jay Ritchie, Debbie O'Connell. It's Tee to Green. We'll be right back.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Talking golf, 52 weeks a year and loving it. It's what we do every Sunday here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Thanks for joining us and being the most important part of what we do every Sunday here on Tee to Green. With Debbie O'Connell, I'm Jay Ritchie. We're visiting again with Lita Lindley, U.S. Senior Women's Open champion a year ago in Pittsburgh, getting ready to defend her title in less than a couple of weeks in San Diego, August 21st to 24th, the 7th U.S. Senior Women's Open. And Lita is joining us right now for another segment on the show. She spent 18 years on the LPGA Tour after coming out of the University of Arizona, where she was a four-time All-American. Lita, You played a lot of golf. You had a good regular LPGA career, but you didn't win a whole lot. Was that something that you had to deal with, kind of new territory for you as you were trying to win a year ago in Pittsburgh?
Well, I won one tournament after 14 years on tour and two children. So it took me a long time to win on tour. And then I think I thought it was this happy accident. And I'm not sure I ever thought about what was next after that. You know, I was busy juggling my family and, you know, trying to stay competitive on tour. So that's why this season has been so different. You know, my children are grown and in college now. And I think just coming to golf in a different way through teaching and being a mentor and daring, you know, my students to get comfortable with the uncomfortable, which has, you know, changed my mindset and how I look at my golf, and I think helped me be more successful in this senior season.
Well, talk about being uncomfortable. That usually happens with new experiences. You are walking into the U.S. Women's Senior Open as the defending champion. Share with us your thoughts and emotions, and maybe sometimes where, if you feel any pressure of coming in as the defending champion. So what's coming up in your mind as you prepare to head to the event?
Well, I mean, even after finishing second, and everybody around me was like, okay, this is your year, and, you know, that's great, but obviously, you know, I have to go out and play really solid golf. And, you know, my goal really is to go there, and I just want to hit the ball solid and roll my putts. I know that if I play the way I am capable of, I can be up there in contention coming Sunday. So I'm trying not to put a lot of pressure on myself. And, you know, again, that one shot at a time mindset, it would be easy to just go in and put so much pressure, but I don't think that I'm going to play my best golf that way. So I'm really going to try and enjoy the experience. I grew up in San Diego County. I'm a product of the San Diego Junior Golf Association. I played my very first tournament just up the road at Balboa Park. So, you know, I'm excited to return back to my home state and defend my title and have a really great week there.
Hey, it'll be nice to be somewhere where there's not as much humidity.
Yeah, it'll be really nice weather for sure.
Hey, Lita, Mickey Wright was from San Diego. In fact, she won the last of her four U.S. Open titles at the San Diego Country Club, where you'll be playing in less than a couple of weeks. Are you a Mickey Wright fan?
I am a Mickey Wright fan, and I was just out there last week for Media Day where they unveiled a trophy and a statue of Mickey that will be there at San Diego Country Club. So that was really exciting to be there for the unveiling and just to see all the history there, the different rooms that are dedicated to Mickey as well as Billy Casper and all the memorabilia and pictures. So it's very special that we're returning to such a historic venue. I played a U.S. women's AM there, I believe in 1994 or 3, and when Jim McGill won that. So it'll be exciting to return to San Diego.
They talk about Mickey Wright having the best swing in golf. They still talk about her golf swing today. Talk about your game compared to 12 months ago. Is there a part of your game that's even better than it was a year ago?
For sure. I mean, I think so. I keep training in the gym and, you know, working on club head speed, you know, maintaining, if not trying to gain some along the way here in my 50s. But, you know, I think with each year I pick up a little something just through my own teaching and learning of the game that makes me better on the golf course. But, and then obviously working hard on the mental aspect. I think that that's something that a lot of people ignore. And, you know, they're just wanting to hit the long bombs. But, you know, the beauty of golf is there's so many different facets of it, whether it's short game and putting and chipping and, you know, being accurate. Obviously hitting it long is helpful, but it's also the mindset and seeing yourself doing good things, seeing good shots. You know, we all know, oh, I don't want to hit it right. I don't want to hit it right. And then what do? You end up hitting it right. You know, you have to see those shots going in the direction that you want, see those putts falling. And, you know, that's probably one of the biggest challenges is managing your mind and your nerves. So, you know, anytime I tee it up in competition, I feel like I'm practicing that and trying to get better mentally.
Fox Chapel at Pittsburgh a year ago, San Diego Country Club this year. Other than it's, you know, how the U.S. Open and the USGA sets up courses for the U.S. Open, but are there similarities between these two courses, or are they really different?
It's been a long time since I played San Diego Country Club, and the last time I played it, it had a lot of trees. Since then, they've taken down a lot of the trees and opened up the views. So, but I'm sure the rough will be long. The greens will be fast and undulating. So in that sense, you know, it's very similar. I know the conditions are going to be tough. I know that they're going to challenge us in every way possible, and I'm going to be using every club in my bag. So, you know, again, that one shot at a time and whatever it is, I'm just going to add it up at the end and either I'll be holding the trophy or I'll be celebrating somebody else.
Well, that's what's so special about you, Lita. You celebrate other people. And you've been on this journey of golf with so many people who you'll be teeing it up with this week again. There's the Legends Tour out there for so many of your friends. What is that like each week, continuing on this journey? That, and you've probably seen people grow and change, and you've shared lives together. Share that experience. You know, you roomed with Annika for a time when you were both at the University of Arizona, right? So you were roommates. Last year she was in your pairing when you shot the 64. You have so many shared experiences. What's it like when you all come together again?
Well, I think this has been really special, maybe especially for me. You know, when I was on tour, I was traveling with my husband and my children, and so it put me in a really small circle, and in some ways, you know, when you're juggling and wearing that many hats, you feel like you're, you know, doggy paddling in the deep end. So I was just trying to keep my head above water. But, you know, this season I travel with my great friend Jackie Gallagher-Smith on the Legends Tour, and, you know, just to have an opportunity to get to know my peers in a different way. You know, we've all had, you know, great careers on tour, and this has just been a really fun season of, you know, friendship and golf. And I really feel like when one of us rises, we all rise. And, you know, it's my mission to bring awareness to women's senior golf. And, you know, I hope people recognize that, you know, we still have a lot to offer, and we can inspire all generations of golfers. Just because we're over the other side of 50 doesn't mean that we don't bring something to the table. So we're playing great golf, and I really enjoy mentoring, you know, the younger players. We were able to get together with the Epson Tour a couple weeks ago in Toledo, and, you know, to form those friendships and help them get there a little faster is a fun part of the experience for me.
So how is your game right now, and what do you do between now and the start of this year's Open to defend your title?
Well, I'm just driving back from the South Carolina Women's Open, where I was able to walk away with a trophy. I was battling down the stretch with my friend Jackie. It was a great final round. She just pushed me, and I was able to walk away this time with it. So I feel like, you know, both of us are trending, and, you know, you're going to see some great golf from all of us there next week. So, I mean, I have a few more days at home. My daughter's moving into college on Friday, so it's going to be a busy week, but maybe that'll be a good distraction for me. And at this point, all I'm going to do is just, you know, try and touch all the bases and, you know, make sure everything's where I want it, and then I just got to tee it up and go play.
That'll be the fun part, I'm sure. It's such a great event, and as you mentioned about bringing awareness, everyone, you can find right now the viewing schedule begins on Saturday on Peacock at 1 p.m. and it goes to 3:30, and then you can tune in on the Golf Channel. And hoping we'll see some more viewing schedule times as we get closer to the event. But definitely stay in touch with the U.S. Women's Open this year coming to you beginning August 21st, and watch our defending champ. Now, I know you are all great fans of hers, because once you get to know Lita a little bit, you can't help but fall in love with her. So, Lita, we're wishing you the absolute best of luck. We'll be cheering you on.
Thank you so much.
Lita, thanks again. Hopefully some Tee to Green mojo is still left in your bag.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
Okay, that's Lita Lindley defending her title at the U.S. Senior Women's Open coming up in San Diego Country Club, in about 10 days or so. Lita Lindley with us today on Tee to Green. Be right back.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Show. Our next guest is Christian Ducey of Grandote Peaks in Colorado. We're so excited to have him on the show. Sorry about the little technical difficulty going on. So we are excited when Christian's ready. We'll be talking about Grandote Peaks Golf Course. It's a golf course out in Colorado. Absolutely beautiful place. It could be a great golf destination. I'm Debbie O'Connell, LPGA professional, and we are reconnecting with Jay Ritchie, our co-host. And back in the studio, we have Robert DeCosa, who is taking care of us and fixing all of our technical problems. So many great takeaways from Lee to all of you golfers out there. You know, it's so easy to say, you know, golf's a mental game. But she is truly focused on that and putting some time and effort in. And one of the things that she mentioned was visualizing her shot. And she had shared that she is the defending champion of the U.S. Women's Open, which is coming up in 2 weeks. And she, before she won, dared to dream big enough to see it happening. So visualization is such a key. It really is very powerful. Your brain does not know the difference between actually holding up a trophy or seeing that handicap as it pops up on your computer or shooting the scores or making the putts or hitting that great tee shot in the most pressure-filled situation, doesn't know if you really did that or you're imagining it. So I encourage you to work on your mental game. And here are a few ways how. One, imagine the great shots. Jack Nicklaus said he never hit a shot in practice or in competition where he didn't see exactly what he wanted to do in a very clear, specific way, visualize it before he hit it. I mean, let's take that advice from one of the greatest to ever play the game. Another way is when you're practicing, don't just hit a bunch of balls like shot after shot after shot. Take your time, do your pre-shot routine, visualize the shot you want to hit, and then step up and hit it. And when you're on the driving range, change clubs, hit your driver, then hit a fairway wood or a hybrid, then hit an iron and pick different targets. And each time, work on the focus, and as Lita mentioned, hitting one shot at a time. Because so many people, and you probably agree, and maybe this has been you, have a hard time transitioning from hitting great shots on the driving range to then bringing it on the course. I've taught many people who are great at chipping. called me and said, hey, I need your one-on-one help because I know this is mental. I can practice my chipping all day long and feel confident and hit the ball where I want to. You know, even practice making up and downs with one chip, one putt on the practice area, which is another great way to practice. Make it game-like. But then when they get on the course, there's a different mindset. So the more you can practice like you play, the better. So I encourage you.
That's great. Great advice.
To practice that mental game.
Yep, great advice from a lady who knows what she's talking about. Our co-host Debbie O'Connell, Jay Ritchie, Debbie O'Connell, and Tita Green. We continue with our next guest right now, joining us from Grandote Peaks in La Vida, Colorado. No stranger to Grandote Peaks and no stranger to Colorado. He's the new head pro there, and we're happy to welcome for the first time on the show, Christian Ducey. Christian, how are you? How's it going?
Jay, I'm doing well. I appreciate you guys having us on and giving me a little bit of time to talk about this great course and the stage that we're in here in year three of reopening down here in southern Colorado at Grandote Peak. So thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, no problem at all. And it's a great story. I mean, this course was opened in the late 90s, and it was going strong. It was one of the best destination resort courses in the mountains in the state of Colorado up until about 2014 when the previous owner shut it down. The course just sat there for like 8 years until new owners came in, reopened it in 2023 with just 9 holes, went to 18 last year, and it's now in basically the third year. So before we get to talking about the course a little bit, tell us about yourself and how you ended up in Grandote, in La Vida at Grandote Peaks.
Yeah, so I was teaching the game of golf at a course in Denver, and my family has a connection to this area. My wife and I and our two young daughters had considered moving to a smaller town, getting out of Denver. I thought that might be the end of my stronger pursuit of golf, at least for a while. Maybe eventually I would coach a small high school team or something like that. But as we looked and came into this area here in La Vida, I found this job opening. I had a business background. I had a teaching background. I had a great, great golf mentor out of the Dave Pell School of Golf back in Denver. And I came in, I told the owners what I could bring, and they were happy and they welcomed me. And that's how we ended up here. Moved down to this small town with my family and I, and excited about the potential that this course has. As you mentioned, the professional design and the story, the history that this course has. I'm just thrilled to be here, and really the sky's the limit. I mean, we've grown so much. We've come such a long way from being shut down. So I just see this as a great opportunity to teach the game, to grow the game here, to grow the golf culture and the community here in small town southern Colorado, and one of the most beautiful settings of a golf course that we have here in the state. So really looking forward to the future I have here, and as you said, I got hired on in April, and so that's where we're at.
It couldn't be a prettier place. I've been online looking at the pictures, and I'm in awe of it, and Jay has bragged about this place to me over and over, and it is an incredible place to go for a vacation. There's the stay-and-play packages, and you also have the first annual Grandote Open coming up August 16th. Share with us about that special event.
Yeah, that's right. We've had several charity tournaments here that have a long history, but a big reason I got brought in was to build out golf leagues here and to have opportunities for people from Denver, Colorado Springs, Pueblo, all of the surrounding areas to come down and play in a fun, competitive atmosphere. So this is our sort of inaugural of the what we're calling the Grandote Open Championship. Next year, that will be one of three tournaments that we'll host, sort of with FedEx Cup style point system as you accrue over those three tournaments. But this year we've got a full roster. We've done an excellent job, my crew and my staff here, promoting this thing. We've got 124 golfers coming. And so we're really excited. It's going to be a flighted two-man scramble. So A flight, B flight, C flight. The championship flight is playing for a great trophy for bragging rights and to be part of the legacy that we're trying to build here. To be a champion and to have your name here in the pro shop. Gonna be, you know, great turnout. We're really excited that the community's rally around us, and we're looking forward to next weekend.
Yeah, that'll be on Saturday, the 16th. La Vida, Colorado, Grandoti Peaks are with the new head pro, Christian Ducey. For you folks in Denver, Colorado Springs, Pueblo, Southern Colorado, Northern New Mexico, if you want to get out of the heat, it's 90 minutes southwest of Colorado Springs, about 2.5 hours southwest of Denver, and the Southern Colorado Mountains of Colorado, the Cachara Valley, Grandoti Peaks. And when you got there, Christian, in April, and looked at the place, looked at the golf course, what were your initial thoughts and what convinced you to take the job?
What drew me in was really the professional design. I mean, the layout of this course is really unmatched. It's like three courses in one. We have the mountain-style golf with a lot of elevation changes. We have large greens, protected greens. The Cocharis River winds through the course. And so you really get a little bit of everything. And every shot on the tee, with the design and the DNA of this course, you really have a mental task of going through different landing zones, different areas that you can assess risk. And there's always a back and forth of hitting longer off the tee, going for it into a tighter landing zone, laying up. There's holes that are easy to get to for long hitters. There's holes, par fives, that because of the layout and the dogleg over the Cocharis River, even the best tee shot leaves you know, 280 out on a par five. So the design of this course, you know, is really unmatched. And then our greenskeepers have done a great job. I mean, in only 3 years, so just 4 years ago, the course was a hayfield, and they came out and with a baler and cut it down to get started to find the course again, to rebuild it from nothing. And where we've come is amazing in terms of the course condition. I mean, the greens are rolling great. The fairways have healed. The grass is thick. And so you couple those two things, and that's where my excitement really kicks in. You know, you have these courses that are pretty straightforward. You go out, you hit the ball as far as you can, and you hit into a green. This course isn't like that. This course takes a lot of energy and mental tasks to navigate. And then again, I hate to harp on the beautiful setting, but sitting beneath the West Peak of the Spanish Peaks, it's really just a sight to behold.
We're going to try to get down there and do the show. We're looking at, what, Labor Day weekend? Do you think it'd be a good time?
Yeah, we want to get you guys down here. We want to cast out from the patio here. And we'd love to have Tee to Green down here whenever you guys are available.
Okay. And you still offering the Tee to Green discount?
Yes, sir. $10 off for 18 holes. Just mention Tee to Green to my staff here at the Pro Shop, and we'll get you that discount.
Tee to Green discount, $10 off Grandoti Peaks off of 18 holes. Christian Ducey. Christian, we hope to see you then in a couple of weeks live from Grandoti, Tee to Green, on another road trip.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Christian Ducey, the head pro at Grandoti Peaks, La Vida, Colorado, with us here on Tee to Green. We'll take another break. Jay and Debbie will be right back with more after this.
Thank you. special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Show by golfers for golfers. It's the fastest hour in radio and the quickest hour in golf. And another day when I wish we had a little more time, Debbie, but it's been a good show.
I think that our guests have been incredible, and hopefully our listeners who are golfers can take some of the great lessons we've shared today and go play even better golf today.
There's golf to watch on TV, too, if you're interested. The LPGA Tour idle this week, but the Tour Champions are in Seattle for the Boeing Classic, and Stewart Cink, a three-shot lead, going into the final round today. Stephen Alker, Paul Guidos are three back, Jerry Kelly's four back, Ernie Els and Darren Clark, a couple of major champions, are five shots back. The play on Golf Channel today. There's Live Golf in Chicago, and a good leaderboard. Dean Burmeister has a two-shot lead over Jon Rahm and a three-shot lead over Bryson DeChambeau. It's on Fox Sports later today. And, of course, we move on to the PGA Tour, and already the first round of the FedEx Cup playoffs, FedEx St. Jude Championship in Memphis. And a good leaderboard here, Tommy Fleetwood's 14 under par, one shot ahead of Justin Rose, 13 under. Your guy, Scotty Scheffler, Debbie, is at 12 under, two shots back. And J.J. Spahn, the Open champion, U.S. Open champion, three shots back at minus 11. Early coverage, Golf Channel. Later coverage on NBC, the FedEx Cup playoffs on the PGA Tour.
Another exciting day of golf to watch on TV if you're not out there playing yourself.
Exactly. Our thanks to Christian Ducey, Grand Doty Peaks Golf Course, for joining us. Don't forget the Tee to Green discount. Mention you heard us talking about it on Tee to Green and get $10 off. And our thanks to Lita Lindley, who'll defend her title at the Senior Women's Open Championship, Senior U.S. Women's Open Championship, coming up in San Diego in 10 days. And that's it. We're out of time. Thanks for joining us. Till next time, hit 'em long, hit 'em straight.